Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And this is
Jordan,
Jesse, go!
Icicles, tricycles, ice cream, candy, lollipops, popsicles, licorice sticks, Solomon, Grundy, Raggedy Andy, Tweedledum and Tweedledee, home free. La la la
la la la la. This week on Jordan, Jesse, Go, we're joined by Nick Thune for a discussion of the Thanksgiving holiday and more. Let's go. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Cool, beautiful evening in Los Angeles. Jordan, for some reason, wearing what looks like maybe a cotton sweater.
Oh, yeah. I am ill-prepared. Ill-prepared for the cool weather.
Now, your justification for this to me, Jordan, mm-hmm. By the way, our guest on the program, the brilliant stand-up comedian, Mr. Nick Thune. Nick Thune.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
From the Jay Leno Show, of course.
Yeah, that's where I got my start, yeah.
You probably know him from his comedies across this great nation. Jordan, I didn't broach the subject when you said it to me, really, at my front gate.
Sure.
Because I felt like it was something we should air out.
A rich vein you could mine.
So I was surprised, because it is genuinely cold outside.
This is like a Los Angeles sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. it's maybe 50 degrees outside and very windy.
Lots of wind. Yeah.
And it may be high 40s. Like it is genuinely cold out.
Yeah, it's brisk. Yeah. It's still clear skies too, which almost, you know.
Yeah. We're it's a serious situation out mm-hmm. there. Now mm-hmm. I was surprised that Jordan looked like he was about to freeze and die in a very thin cotton sweater.
I saw 8 people wearing scarves on the drive here.
Were you counting?
Yeah.
You keep a clicker on him.
I like, yeah.
Like an umpire.
I always keep track of scarves. No, yeah. Way. Yeah. Once I see 10, I know it's okay for me to wear one.
It's like an OCD yeah. thing. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like a train spotting thing.
Just to pass the time.
Yeah, just like something to do.
You go down to the scarf yards and see if you see any new models.
Number 10, I've got mine ready to go at all times.
Jordan, you were up there and I was surprised. I said, God, Jordan, you look cold. And you're like, yes, I am cold, mm-hmm. or something to that effect.
Sure.
And I said, gosh, I mean...
Just another classic example of our witty banter.
So
people ask us if we're like that off mic. We are.
So my assumption, I guess, was that maybe you had been working today or something like that.
Sure.
And you dressed for a daytime, mm-hmm. but it was cold at night. But then I thought, oh, but it was cold today, too.
Sure.
And I made a remark to that effect. And you said... Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was cold today because I only recently left the house.
Yes.
But that doesn't explain, because once you go outside, you can come back and put on a jacket.
I have mm-hmm. a pretty... here's what I think happened. Here's
right.
the idea.
Do you own a jacket?
I do have a jacket.
Okay.
Somewhere.
It occurred to me that you might not have a jacket.
That's all... Yeah. Not an unsafe assumption.
If we could get a jacket sent out here...
Oh, man. That'd be great.
My freshman year roommate in college, Mike, didn't own pants.
He
had to buy
only.
Some pants to
shorts
go to
only.
Dinner at his grandma's
Short
house
guy?
Once. Yeah, shorts only.
I have a pretty powerful little space heater in my house that has been blaring.
Is that something that they? I mean, is that like a new technology, a space heater?
No.
A freeze dried heater.
No, mm-hmm. it does not go into space.
Oh,
yeah,
it heats
the space around okay. me.
I'm just gonna play dumb guy that doesn't know anything.
Okay, sure,
that's great.
That's a great character.
That's why we brought you in here. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We know about your character work.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. We don't want you using this podcast just to hone your SNL audition role,
okay,
though, okay.
Okay. It's 9 months out. I'm trying to get ready.
Whoa,
okay.
Nick, hold on. I'm getting pretty tired of tall guy. Okay.
Talk to gay clown?
Am I doing tall guy now?
Yeah, you're doing tall guy.
They're all so similar.
Ease off the throttle, Dana Carvey.
Anyways, I have a mighty space heater.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Something happened.
Yeah, there we go. Now okay. we're cool.
I'm saying it's a mighty space heater. It really warmed me up. I was wearing kind of relaxation clothes around the house.
Basketball shorts, maybe a sleeveless.
Yeah, yeah. And caveman toga over that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You know, like Fred Flintstone stuff.
Yeah, something mid-thigh.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's because you killed a bear last weekend and you're just excited to finally get to wear a tie.
I know. It's like, all right, we get it, Jordan. You killed a bear. It's pretty cool, though.
And you're like, I tanned it, too.
Sure. It's a process.
What are you going to do with the rug?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, it's I have so many animal skins in my house already.
Mm-hmm. Also, but the good news is so many fireplaces as well.
I do have a lot of fireplaces.
One per?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to switch out the giant sloth.
Hence the space heater you're using.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
A lot of sensual occasions also.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with which to appear nude on them. So podcast time rolled around. I got dressed. I was feeling very hot. My inner temperature mm-hmm. had heated up from a long day of watching movies and playing video games in front of the space heater.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of only occurred to me, you know, as I was getting out of the car, maybe this heat I was feeling was going to wear off when there's no space.
Did you just jam the heat in your car too? Right when you got in?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of alternated the heat mm-hmm. and air. Mm-hmm. Blast the heat, blast the air. That's what I'm all about.
Yesterday, I figured out how to turn the butt warmer on in my car.
Oh.
I don't know that I knew that I had a butt warmer, but then I saw it and thought, I think that's a butt warming knob.
Lower back or just butt?
Oh, butt and lower back.
That's nice.
The whole situation.
Taint?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends on the placement of my scrote, but yes.
In theory.
By the way, I think
could be
that
a taint
whole
blocker.
I think that whole Jordan's outfit bit that we did at the top of the show here, I think that's another in our continuing series of segments. Jesse is pretty sure he's Jordan's mom.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. If you have anything you'd like to relay to my bosses at work on Monday, just pin a little note to my sweater, and then we'll be sure that my bosses know, like if I have a runny nose or if I have some medication to take,
mm-hmm. or if you can leave early,
or if I can leave early mm-hmm. because our grandma died.
Oh,
our grandma that we mutually share.
Yes,
guys. Actually, I have a subject.
Okay, I want to hear about it.
This has been bothering me.
Oh, gosh.
First movie, Meet the Parents.
Sure.
Second movie, Meet the Fockers.
Two Oscars?
Yes, that's two Oscars.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Third movie, forthcoming, Little Fockers.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, Little Fockers. When we are referring to the trilogy, which we will probably all have to in future film studies classes.
The Fockers trilogy.
Well, is it the Fockers trilogy or is it the Parents trilogy? Because Fockers appears in two of them, but then that maybe will lead people to think that you're not talking about Meet the Parents. But if you say Parents trilogy, do people automatically include the two Fockers movies?
Well, there is another movie that they're working on now that's in the script stage called Fuck the Parents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your inside info on this?
Well, I'm in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be rude, Nick. I know that you've dabbled in the industry as well,
yeah.
But I'm deep inside it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inside the game. I'm like the Michael Bay of
knowing about scripts.
Of knowing about scripts. And in that mostly just really loud noises.
Uh-huh.
You know about scripts very loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think that the implied swearing sort of overpowers the fact that parents is the initial, was the seed?
I don't know. I'm confused because I'm going to want to talk to people about, you know, this set of movies as a whole, like you talk about the Star Wars.
Yeah, like what
films,
are you going to tell your children?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is
what's the box set called, I guess?
Is mm-hmm. Owen Wilson in Little Fockers?
Owen Wilson, yeah, I saw the trailer for Little Fockers recently. Owen Wilson seems to have a pretty big part. He does like some sort of weird Vulcan death grip on a child too. That seems pretty funny.
I am really ready to enjoy Owen Wilson.
I'd like to.
Number one, I never left Owen Wilson's side. I didn't go see any of his terrible movies, I guess, but I've always been a big Owen Wilson supporter, as I am with all the Wilsons. I think people remember my support of Luke Wilson, my continuing and Lord knows that I'm a big supporter of Andrew Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Well, who isn't? Nancy Wilson.
Yeah, Nancy Wilson.
Brian Wilson, the pitcher and the
both the pitcher and particularly the pitcher from the world champion San Francisco Giants.
I wonder if Owen's affected by the AT&T commercials that Luke did. I wonder if that brought IMDb star meter down.
Well, do you think, what about this? Do you think that when one of them does something for money, the other one gets 10% because it tarnishes both of their images a little bit? And do you think that's the money that Andrew Wilson lives off of?
I'd like to hope so.
I feel like if they have that sort of arrangement, then Owen Wilson is like banking some fuck you points against Luke Wilson just to like throw in his face at the family reunion. Not that I don't, you know, it seems like he's just made worse career choices.
I wonder who's more likable in person.
Oh, I wonder.
Between Owen and Luke. I mean, it's got to be like a likability festival every time you're around him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, just so much fun and
positivity.
Yeah.
Pats on the back.
Uh-huh. Charm.
Suicide attempt.
Well,
I'm just throwing that in there because that is one concern
when
you're discussing
side.
Which one is.
Sure.
You can't go high unless you can go low.
Right.
You know, and I think that's Luke Wilson basically in a nutshell.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, we know a lot about Luke Wilson's suicide attempt that we haven't told you to this point.
Yeah.
Well, we're deep inside Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys know?
He tried to commit suicide.
Oh, we as a whole.
Yeah, we collectively.
Oh, okay.
You also know about it.
Yeah, I know.
Nick, you're in Hollywood, too.
Do you remember how you know about
that
it?
Oh, that Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm working on my character, Deep Inside Hollywood Guy.
I like it.
Yeah.
We could do that, and I could play dumb guy, and then that'll make you feel more important.
Right. Status. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Status games, my friend.
Yep.
Status. Jordan, you can watch.
Okay. I mean,
he could be the waiter that kind of pops in every now and again.
Right, he comes in and he's so he could be the exasperated waiter. Or
what about Gassy Penguin? That's my signature character. Do you think he'll fit in with your guys' dynamic?
Yeah,
hey, I don't see why not. I think
he doesn't talk, does he? He just gassy.
Yeah, he burps and farts.
Barps. He's a barper.
He's a barp.
Isn't barp his catchphrase?
It is
Gassy Penguin.
Yeah,
barp.
When we come up with the plush, when you squeeze it, it'll say barp.
Yeah, and in the cartoon strip upon which Gassy Penguin is based, there's always those pictures of him, and he's got the fart coming out of his butt and the burp coming out of his mouth, and then it just says barp.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing guy that doesn't know a lot here right now.
Sure.
So forgive me, but have you talked to guy that knows a lot about the industry about maybe making this into a motion picture deal?
Oh,
Jordan, I'm a guy that knows a lot about the industry.
Sure. And I'm a very Gassy Penguin. I recently ate a fish filled with beans.
Okay, act one, done.
Yeah, that's it.
We have a pretty fair number of cartoonists in the audience. I think we're going to get some Gassy Penguin picks.
I can only hope so.
Right?
Sure.
With barp. I can already see barp.
You know, this brings it around. As I've mentioned multiple times on this program, I once auditioned to be the voice of Marmaduke in the Marmaduke movie.
Sure.
A role that later went to Owen Wilson.
Right.
Now, do you think we can trick Owen Wilson into thinking he's going to get the job in the CGI 3D Gassy Penguin movie, and then it goes to me so he knows what it feels like?
Now, if you had a choice between Owen and Luke for that role, you would go with Owen.
It's my signature character, so I don't think either of them will play it.
Oh,
maybe they can be the humans in the movie that...
Maybe we could set him up for an audition and you beat him out for it.
Is that what you're saying? That's kind of the idea, because he did the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Out of spite.
I can
only imagine. Mm-hmm. But so I think I just want the Owens or the Wilson family to know how it feels.
To feel pain.
To be so close to what you've always wanted.
To maybe push another suicide attempt.
Yeah, sure.
Attempt.
Let's go for three.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I auditioned to be Max Fisher in Rushmore.
Oh.
This is how the audition went. They were doing a nationwide talent search.
I remember I saw that in the extras in the DVD.
Yeah, they were doing a nationwide talent search. It was just for a Bill Murray movie, and at the time, I think his most recent movie was Operation Dumbo Drop. So this was not a high point in Bill Murray's career. Mm-hmm. And I went in and with a couple of other friends from the theater school that I attended at the time, and they pointed at me and said, "Too tall," and I left.
And you couldn't have been any other student.
But I still resent Jason Schwartzman to this day.
Yeah.
Because it later came out, became one of my probably three favorite movies ever. And then I realized, oh, shit, that's that fucking Bill Murray Operation Dumbo Drop movie that I auditioned for. And I still...
When you were at the audition, you were hoping it was Operation Dumbo Drop 2.
Yeah. I mean, Jason Schwartzman was fantastic in the role.
Great movie.
Number two, to be frank, at the time, while I was only 16 years old, I was 6 feet, 1 inch tall. And
refilled out?
And no, I was gawky. Mm-hmm. I was very gawky. I was too much taller than Bill Murray to stand next to him and look like a teen.
How tall is Bill Murray?
I think he's a mid-sized man. I think he's, you're talking about 5'10 or something like that. Hmm. And Jason Schwartzman was fantastic at the film. I turned out to love the film. I still, this is 10 years later, I still kind of see Jason Schwartzman and I'm like, oh, you stole my shot with your elaborate Coppola party routine and you're wearing a making your own blue blazer.
That's right. That they show his audition in it and he made his own jacket.
When the reality is that I was not qualified for the role.
Did he have a jacket on hand and he just thought, oh, I'll just make this up real quick? Or did somebody go buy him?
I'm sure.
What really happened?
If you ask me, Talia Thayer, his mother from mm-hmm. Rocky, went and bought him a jacket.
Who is she in Rocky?
She's the girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. What's her name?
Adrian.
Adrian. Yeah.
I had
Adrian
no idea.
From Rocky.
Oh, wow. That changes a lot.
Yeah. She's a Coppola.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Coppola. They're all Coppolas.
I didn't know she was a Coppola.
No, she's a Coppola.
Oh, wow. How'd she get by mixed
marriage.
Up with Stallone?
She's a Coppola by marriage, I think.
Oh, Rocky's Coppola?
Yeah.
Rocky. Oh, not movie
no,
marriage.
Rocky's not a Coppola.
Real life marriage. Okay.
Rocky's a fictional mm-hmm. character.
You're right.
Oh, guy who doesn't
right.
know things.
Guy.
You strike again.
I can't help it.
I was watching Bored to Death the other day. And I was enjoying Jason Schwartzman's performance, as I do. And I realized, like, this is a time in my life when I have to let go of this resentment for this opportunity that I've really only imagined myself having.
Yeah, but you really build yourself up when you go out for a big movie like that. You start to even think you got it, you know, and you start imagining what life would be like. And
certainly in the second or two between when I walked in the door with three or four other people and when they pointed at me and said, sorry, you're too tall. I knew that I was going to star in a film that would go on to become one of my favorite films of all time.
Which was?
Rushmore.
Okay.
Do you think you would...
Was it crushing? Sorry.
I was going to... Oh, is my thing okay?
Yeah, you just got to not touch it.
Okay.
Oh, now it's off.
Now I'm talking. Yep.
Barp.
Yep.
Barp.
Barp. Penguin. Yep. What did that clip help? Okay. There we go. Is that good?
Yeah. Sound
okay.
good.
Do you think you would enjoy the movie more or less if you were in it?
I think I would probably enjoy it more if I was in it, Jordan.
Would you
For
still
one thing, I would have been paid handsomely.
Yeah.
Would you still have the podcast, do you think, if you were in that movie?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I might have become, frankly, I'm probably not as talented as Jason Schwartzman.
He would probably have the podcast, but his co-host would be Chloe Sevigny.
It would be more like
I'd,
that.
I'd be on that podcast.
It would be more like that guy Ben that we went to college with, who was on The Secret Life of Alex Mack a little bit and played young Pat in It's Pat the Movie. That would be my career more than mm-hmm. a Jason Schwartzman type career.
Do you think you'd still be living in this place?
Yeah, I'd probably still be living in this place. Yeah.
Okay.
No, then that part, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Why not? I probably would have made it into Operation Dumbo Drop 2 also.
Did they do it too?
They would have.
They
if
would
I
have, yeah.
With the clout from Rushmore.
Yeah.
And you're in Bill's relationship, obviously.
Yeah, and
after
me
the
and
movie.
Bill's. Everyone was
chemistry
saying,
that would have been so easy.
We need another Murray Thorne vehicle.
I mean, I bet. Mm-hmm. Would you think he would have been maybe a guest on your podcast if you had done that movie with him?
He would have been sitting in Jordan's chair right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
This podcast would be hosted by me and Bill Murray, not me and Jordan. Yeah. Sorry, Jordan. I just wouldn't have gone to college because I would have become a successful actor when I was still in high school.
I get it. Nick, do you have any? We've talked about roles that we have mm-hmm. narrowly just that have narrowly evaded our grasps mm-hmm. that we weren't qualified for. Do you have anything? Do you have the one that got away?
Parks and Rec.
Oh,
Parks and Rec.
Wow,
Chris Pratt,
uh-huh.
the
yeah.
role that he has. But I think he's really
he's
funny.
He's so good. Right?
I was bitter about him for the first season, and
right?
Then second
and
season came
be?
Around. I really enjoyed him a lot
because
really
he's
funny.
Really good.
Yeah, really funny.
It stinks when they're good because then you're like, oh shit.
And I remember seeing him in the audition room, and there was somebody else. I mean, I probably shouldn't say who else was in it. Maybe they don't want everyone to know that they didn't get the part. But I remember like in the waiting room, just looking and thinking like, oh
it was
yeah,
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, Richard Simmons. They were going to go a different direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at all different types.
We want to go a kind of different, gayer direction, is what
kind
they
of
said.
A creepy middle-aged madman.
Yeah, that would go. That would be actually a good way for that show to go. I would imagine
creepy middle-aged.
They're
madman?
Coming back in January, right? The Parks and Rec show.
Yeah, they are coming back in January. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, they got our friend Adam Scott's going to be on that program regularly, I think.
Yeah, he came on at the end of that as the auditor or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he's fantastic.
Yeah,
he's
really
great.
Funny.
A lot of great people involved in that television program.
If you were on it, you'd get to hang around
all
the world's hottest comedy babes, too.
I'd be, believe me, I thought about that.
They really loaded that show up with comedy babes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of took all the comedy babes for their show.
Nick Offerman alone, I mean.
Yeah.
What a babe.
That guy is a babe.
Quite a babe.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever, Nick, auditioned for something like Jordan was describing with Marmaduke? Because this Marmaduke thing, everyone that we know auditioned to be Marmaduke. Al Madrigal was over here auditioning to be Marmaduke one time.
Sure.
After I interviewed him for the San Diego America or something, he's like, hey, can I record a quick Marmaduke audition? Like, I don't see why not. And so a lot of people auditioned for Marmaduke, and then they just ended up hiring Owen Wilson. Have you ever auditioned for a role where they just ended up hiring, like, Tom Cruise or something
like
that?
Like a big star? I'm trying to think. I know that, well, it was kind of before Jesse Eisenberg was big, but Zombieland.
Oh, yeah.
Eisenberg had some heat going into
that. Yeah, because he had what's it called, the one with Jeff Daniels, the Squid and the Whale.
Squid and the Whale.
Yeah,
Squid and the Whale was
that.
A winner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You would have been good in Zombieland.
That would have been fun. It would have been older. You know,
yeah,
they went younger. They went. I like to say they went younger. But
okay.
They just kind of went with what was probably better.
Do you feel that your beard affects the age of roles you get called for?
I'll shave for stuff like that.
Okay.
In fact, I think I got to shave this week.
Just the face stuff?
Yeah, facial. Yeah, not my head.
Right.
Not no chest.
How old do you feel your junk looks?
How old does
your penis look?
I would shave down the
young
whole thing.
Young 40?
Not to look young, but just for aerodynamics.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you want to when you're in the audition, you want to feel like nothing's holding you back, especially right? under your clothes.
You never know when they might ask you to do a swim relay as part of an audition.
Let's
you
do this next one shirtless.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I actually saw
50 breasts. Free.
When I went and interviewed Judd Apatow at the Judd Apatow offices for The Sound of Young America, Jesse Eisenberg was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he at one point we were setting up in Judd Apatow's office. Judd wasn't in there yet. And Jesse Eisenberg like opened the door and looked around and sort of gave us one of these.
That's so good.
Jesse is giving a kind of a quizzical look.
Mm-hmm. One eyebrow up.
But a sort of taut quizzical look.
Like kind of like, look who I am.
He was basically like he just took a Jesse Eisenberg bazooka and silently blasted it into our room.
Just all over
And then
face.
Closed it up without saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
He just Jesse Eisenberged his face right into that crack and just Jesse Eisenberg to the left, Jesse Eisenberg to the right. And then all of us were like, because
so
we were blown
like,
over by his intensity.
Kind of like if Michael Winslow had peeked his head in and just immediately started doing a helicopter noise.
Yeah.
He just did exactly what you expect him to do.
Exactly.
The look.
And hey, I'm not speaking ill of Jesse Eisenberg. I think he's wonderful.
Nobody
I love The Squid and the Whale. I enjoyed the Facebook film.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't like Zombieland?
I've not seen Zombieland.
Oh.
But I bet I'd enjoy it.
I think you would.
Not big on zombies.
The guy that directed it, Ruben Fleischer, did all my early short films. Like he made like 6 short films together, and then he produced my web series. Really?
And then he went on to not cast you in Zombieland.
Yeah.
He got Eisenberg.
Yeah, you got to go with what the studio wants. And those, yeah. I mean, at least that's what they tell you.
Did you at least like, did you say like, hey, if you don't cast me as the lead, can I at least be a zombie? That's what I would have said in the audition.
Yeah, I think towards the end he was going to ask me about that, and then he thought maybe that was going to be insulting. But I would have loved it. I would have loved it.
You got to put that up front. You got to put it up front so he knows it's not insulting.
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine did play a zombie in it.
Now, if he had asked me to be a zombie in it, I would have been insulted. I want to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm bigger than that. But I'm bigger than you. I'm pretty deep inside Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
I make it a point in every audition I go to, you know, whether it be commercial, voiceover, what have you, I just say, hey, if there's any zombies in this, it's not beneath me to play one.
I'm available.
I said that the time that I auditioned to be the voice of JetBlue in radio commercials.
You said, in case.
I let them know that I'd be a zombie if they needed one.
There
wasn't anything in the script, but, you know, they're very hot in Hollywood right now.
Sure.
I could see maybe even do a quick zombie read for them. You know, like just in case it's something you guys want to rethink.
Especially if it's a voiceover thing and you're sending in a tape, you can record your straight read or your what I call your living read, and then your undead read at the end.
Living and undead, that's good.
Yeah.
I think it also kind of mixes it up and lets them know that you're open for anything and that you've got a great sensibility and, you know,
sure.
Sensitive guy.
And you also know what's hot. Mm-hmm. You know, because they want to put their finger on the pulse of America when they touch you. You know what I mean?
Do they touch you when you come in?
Yeah, and that's why I shave down so they can feel the pulse. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything getting in between their fingertips and the pulse.
Sure.
The American pulse?
Yeah, absolutely. The one that throbs through my veins.
Lucky.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And Nick Thune, guest.
It's great to have you here, Nick. If you want to make up a nickname, you can. You don't have to. But it's an opportunity that we give all of our guests because it makes us look a little bit less like assholes.
Can we do
for saying stupid nicknames ourselves?
Why don't we do it again? You guys do yours, and then I'll come in with I'll come in with mine.
I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Nick Thune, Honest Nick.
Oh, that's
Honest Nick Thune is here with us.
Mm-hmm. Do you just want it to be Honest Nick Thune?
Yeah, Honest Nick Thune might be better.
Huh? Is that ironic because you're a shyster?
Yeah, I don't. People used to call me Honest Nick, like Honest Abe, but it's mostly because I was mostly lying to people.
Right.
Just, you know, not for real lying purposes, just to mess around and have a good time.
Sure, to steal money.
Yeah, change the future. Yeah.
I met a guy named the Gentleman Farmer once.
Oh, how'd
that go? Gentleman Farmer.
It was pretty good. He was mental.
I'd like to meet him.
He was a public radio commentator from the Northeast, like I want to say like Maine or something. Mm. And from what I could tell, a legend in Maine, but he'd recently been taken off the air. I think it was the Gentleman Farmer. And somebody from Maine is going to write in and correct me that his name wasn't the... But he just delivered on everything that you could hope he would be. Like he was wearing like a lumberjack shirt and suspenders.
And a belt.
and a belt.
The suspender belt combo.
And like high water khaki pants.
And was he talking about the government?
Yeah.
The GOV
in Washington.
Apostrophe meant, yeah.
It's just sort of like, well, it's time to plant beans again. Oh, we're going to be headed out to the fields to plant ourselves some beans.
Is he on a
farm? Beans are good, honest food.
Honest Nick.
Sure.
Do you know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving? You were in Orange County,
yeah,
Jordan?
Yeah, nice. I went to Orange County. Kind of classic Morris family Thanksgiving. Dinner, lunch around noon.
Classic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. Same old song and dance. Mm-hmm. Then movie. We always go to a movie on Thanksgiving. And the movie we saw was The Next 3 Days. This is Russell Crowe saving Elizabeth Banks from jail. And my mom did the classic mom/parent thing where they mangle the name of popular movies. At the box office, she asked for tickets to Three's Company.
Nailed it.
I know. And I was worried that when we were going in, like maybe she doesn't know that this is a taut thriller and maybe thinks she's going to see some sort of update of Three's Company starring like Shia LaBeouf, Zoe Deschanel, and Emily Blunt.
Freudian slip, for
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm. No, but she didn't seem to think it was. She just thought that was the name of it. Was Three's Company.
We had our first ever Thanksgiving here in Los Angeles.
Oh.
We've been here. I mean, how long have we lived here, Jordan? We're looking at like 4 years now, right?
Sure,
something
yeah.
like that.
Sans family.
We actually invited our family to join us,
and they made it.
My parents can't really be in the same room together. But my mom came and my wife's parents and her younger brother and younger sister and her younger sister's boyfriend all came.
They hotel it up?
This is a small apartment. You can see that just from walking in here, Nick.
You don't have to tell the listeners that.
Well, I have to... Okay, look. Honest Nick here.
Okay.
I live in a palatial apartment, Nick. But I choose to put them up at the Ritz.
That's nice of you.
Because they're going to enjoy the pampering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They come from hardworking, honest stock. Sure.
Free USA Today.
Yeah.
At the door every
exactly.
morning.
Exactly.
I mean,
or Wall Street Journal.
All the infographics you can read.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Nick, this hair tonic you sold me is just giving me a rash.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Oh. Yeah. When will the hair start growing?
In about 2 days. By the way, Nick's got to leave tomorrow.
pack up the medicine
head
wagon.
Out of town.
So I cooked, which I had never done. And in fact, I had to launch. I didn't talk about Fakesgiving.
No.
I had to have Fakesgiving about 2 weeks ago because I had never even roasted a chicken.
So you did a few. How'd you nail the turkey? I mean, the first
fucking
shot?
Nailed it. Both times, motherfucker.
Nice.
Both fucking times. Nailed it.
Just so, bake. You did the straight up bake it, right?
I would call it a roasting.
Okay, you roasted it.
Well, here's what I did.
Roasting?
I reached into the hole where its butt would be and pulled out the giblets and the gross neck. And I reserved those for gravy.
Of course.
I brined it overnight. I brought it out. I dried it. I applied salt and baking powder. Almost said baking soda. That would have been a disaster.
Oh, man.
Salt and baking powder to aid in the browning and the crisping of the skin. I baked it.
I like
roasted
the way this
it
sounds so far.
The baked it, to use your turn of phrase. Fucking great.
Who did the stuffing?
I did. I did the whole fucking nine yards. Mm-hmm.
You took it down.
Soup to nuts.
Was dinner here?
By the way, we had a non-traditional Thanksgiving dinner. It was turkey, soup, and nuts.
Well, soup, turkey, nuts.
Yeah.
If you're soup to nuts.
Isn't that a Tyler Perry movie?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Soup, turkey, nuts? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tyler Perry's soup, Tyler. Turkey, nuts.
He is soup, turkey, nuts.
From the novel, Soup, Turkey, Nuts, for colored girls who have considered suicide, based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire.
I learned an important lesson. While I was doing this.
Was it for F-O-U-R or just...
I think it's F-U-R or something. I just wanted to sock that sign. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Just sock it.
Does that make me a racist, wanting to punch signs for Tyler Perry movies?
No, because he's fucking embarrassing.
Anyway.
I think that makes you racial.
I think
you're talking about the issues right there.
Broasting?
So you roasted it. What was the reception like?
What about a broast? Could that be something that we create and make a lot of money on selling to guys who were Smirnoff icing each other?
Oh yeah, maybe it's like when you roast one of your bros. Like
yeah,
when you sit one of the bros down on the.
Don't you fucking steal this, listeners. Don't you fucking steal this. I will hunt you down and pull your giblets out of the hole where your ass used to be.
I think it's a couple bros sitting down for a nice roast.
Oh, yeah. Like a nice pot roast.
No, like a roast? Comedy Central roast.
Oh, sure. Like when they watch enjoying the
they broast each other.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea.
It's not killing and cooking a college friend.
No.
No. Okay.
My family, when we have Thanksgiving, we get together for the meal. So everybody comes over to wherever it's going to be. This is both my mother and father's side of the family. We get together for that meal, and then everyone leaves. Or alternately, maybe, if it's my dad's side of the family, they go to a movie. My wife's family celebrates holidays this way. They come over on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and hang out all day.
Trick each other into drinking Smirnoff Ice.
And then they all start talking, making jokes about each other's foibles. And they hang out all day on Wednesday. They come back on Thursday. Hang out all day. They come back on Friday and hang out all day.
That was my whole weekend.
There's no activities. There's no... It's just they enjoy each other's company.
Hmm.
Not just seeing each other. And it's not just that they love each other. Because I love my family.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I enjoy being with my family. I think my family are great. But I would typically go see my family and then leave. My wife's family just sits together. For hours on end.
Scrabble?
No, just talking.
Mm.
Somebody may
About
be playing
Scrabble.
A guitar. Yeah. Somebody may be playing
About
a guitar.
About various board games, but not playing them.
They actually don't play the board games. They actually play mental Scrabble, where they all know what the board looks like in their head.
Right, yeah. The need for the board has gone away.
Spelling words out?
That's yeah. Good. It was kind of, frankly, overwhelming to me. And again, like I, my wife's family is wonderful.
We need a break, right?
To nuts. My wife's family is wonderful. Mm-hmm. She has
from little soup to grandma nuts.
Yeah,
they're all great.
But it was overwhelming to me, and I realized it's because there's no event like that in my family. And in fact, the only activity, the only going to a movie like activity that they'll do on a holiday like this. Is going for a hike together.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It's kind of.
I guess.
How often do they see each other, though?
All the time.
In that capacity. Oh,
regularly.
Yeah.
No, this is something like like my wife and I had to deal with our different assumptions about holidays early on. When at Christmas, it would be like, I would be like, yeah, well, we'll go to my dad's house, then we'll go over to your parents' house, then we'll go to my mom's house or something. And I'd be like, we go to my dad's house, at sleep over at my dad's house maybe, and we get up and open presents with the kids, and it's, you know, we leave at 9, go to my mom's house for lunch, and then go over to her parents' house for dinner or something like that, which is intense, but, you know, it's what you got to do. But if you go to the Hossfeld family first, that's an all-day activity.
Is there drinking involved?
No. They're not even drunk.
They don't drink.
No. They're very functional. That's mm-hmm. another thing about this family. Highly functional family. They all are genuinely nice. All genuinely like each other. That's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. What's the Offerman family Thanksgiving like?
The Nick Offerman?
The third family.
Oh, I said the name of the guy who's rogue. Oh, boy. What a jerk. I apologize.
You do follow
the Thune.
You do mm-hmm. follow Offerman, though, right?
What's his Thanksgiving like?
He has a great Thanksgiving, real healthy. Megan Malloy, you know.
Mullally.
Yeah, Mullally's
Megan
there.
Megan Mullally. She's sure. there.
Mm-hmm. She's doing a broad but genuinely funny characterization.
Yeah. My family is. My wife's family, they all live in the same, like the Seattle area. So it's kind of, we split it the whole time, but we stay at my parents' for Thanksgiving.
That kind of makes it worse, right?
It's just overwhelming. It's real tiring. We got there Tuesday and left this morning. I flew back this morning. A lot of drinking.
That's always interesting because mm-hmm. I could never imagine I have a hard time like ordering a drink at a restaurant when I'm with my mom because she's such a teetotaler.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when I hear stories about people who are like, oh, me and my family just get ripped and I go behind the house and smoke a joint with my brother, like that is so amazing to me. Is this something?
Yeah,
that
it's
you
a lot
do?
Like what we do. Yeah, but we don't get too ripped. I don't okay. like we actually this year we kept it down a little bit.
Yeah, but you have gotten ripped in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and it's been like, you know, never throwing up type of situation.
Have you ever gotten lit?
I've gotten lit up, yeah. I got lit up. We got ripped.
Dad smokes you out?
A couple times. Dad smokes cigars. That's happened the past 2 years. Where he likes to come out because I smoke cigarettes. So he likes to come out now and smoke with me.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is, you know, and there it snowed in Seattle. So we had sleds. So we were sledding down the hill. I was playing the old trick like, hey, go
snow
tell.
Snow in Seattle in Thanksgiving, that's probably pretty unusual,
yeah,
right?
It's a good sign for a lot of snow this year up there.
Yeah.
There was the old trick that I pulled on about five people where I would have my brother go up to them and say, hey, I need you to come outside and help me carry this in for my car for dinner. These plates my mom wanted me to bring. They're five steps outside. I've got four snowballs around the corner. Just snowball party. You know, every time. Every time. Never got old.
SBP.
Mm-hmm. SBP.
Were there any consequences for drinking at the Thune household this year?
No arguments. The only slight argument that happened was because we all have a lot of dogs there. I brought my dog up. My parents have two dogs. My brother-in-law and sister have two big dogs, and they've got two babies. Twins. And so it's just like dogs all over the house. We're all staying at my parents' house. And there was a dog fight between my dog, brother-in-law's dog.
Oh, wow.
And he actually said...
Because one dog is really conservative and one dog is really liberal. Yep. And Obama came up.
It got political. Classic. It didn't get political actually all weekend, which is nice. With my mom, it'll go bad. Yeah. Oh, huh.
What's her slant?
Just not knowing.
Okay. general confusion about politics.
But definitely knowing as far as she's concerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So the dogs got into it.
Dogs got into it, and he said to me, because I encouraged it, they started to go at it. And he's got like a huge black lab named Morris, and I've got a small French bulldog named Mikey, just for reference.
Sure.
Sure. Mikey, paint a picture.
Mikey's starting to go at it with Morris, and I go, get him! Like, because I like to encourage, they're playing. Sure, they're not fighting, they're playing.
Yeah.
And then I got the old from the brother-in-law. Come on, man! Don't encourage that.
Oh, like wow.
In front of family,
English.
Yeah. Don't encourage that. And so I just kind of sat there and took it and didn't say anything because we'd gotten
you're
into
classy.
It before. Try to be. And then two
you're
minutes
the bigger
later,
man.
I try to be.
What are you about? 6'3", 6'4"?
6'4". Yeah. I am taller than him, although he is definitely a little bit more cordial than I am. I say what's on my mind a lot more often. And he kind of just hides in the corner. But
I just assumed that you were going to say he is a little bit more burly than I am. Or
he is.
Like
he is no, he's definitely. He could probably take me out in a fight.
Yeah,
but he's nice enough not to.
Sure.
And they got into it again, and this time my mom or somebody said to me, "Nick, stop it!" And I just said, I just stood up and said, I'm not the dog guy. So I don't know why people, keep saying, Nick, don't do this. I'm not in charge of the dog. So thank you. And I just walked out and had a cigarette. And it was one of those moments like, there goes Nick again.
Classic.
Yeah.
And I was outside smoking thinking, why did I have to do that? You know? And then it's the constant apology for the rest of the day.
This sounds surprisingly rancorous for something that you presented as uneventful.
Oh, there was a lot that happened, but that was the only thing that really happened. I mean,
shit was going down.
Him and I were fine the rest of the time.
Didn't you also almost get arrested, though?
Yeah, last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, last night I got pulled over and full-on DUI checked because I was speeding going 11 over. And it was pouring down rain, so I'm doing this DUI test in the rain. My wife's got the window rolled down. She's watching the whole thing. And the cop said, you know, he asked me if I've been drinking.
It would be funny if she had the window rolled down, but she was just boredly like looking at the newspaper.
He's not even paying attention.
The newspaper that's getting wetter and wetter.
There goes Nick again.
Getting drunk.
My brother's a local cop.
Oh.
So believe me, I was dropping my brother's name. And then also my wife's got my brother on the phone, on speakerphone, and he's listening to the whole thing happen as much as he can. And
oh, wow.
He's telling her, it's okay. Is he drunk? And I thought that I was. I thought that I might have been too drunk. I couldn't tell. You just get so scared.
Sure.
What did you have to drink?
Some red wine at my mother-in-law's. Thai food, which vino. I think is what saved
vino,
me.
Vino, as I call it.
You're right. a little bit of vino. Very good Italian from Italiana.
Right. Sure. The shoe country.
Yep. Very nice.
The land of the cake boss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is the cake boss from there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's
I don't know
way to tell where the cake boss is from.
I've seen that show, and I can't recall what his cultural background is.
And I hate his wife, just based off those previews.
You know what? Everyone on that show is awful. Everyone is. Including the cakes.
I got the eye test where they put a pen up.
Yeah,
and then after that, I did the steps. And the funny thing about the steps was you have to take 9 steps, count them out, turn around, take 9 back. And, you know, right in front of the left foot. And he told me specifically, and the main thing my brother's told me before is it's all about rules. The things they're telling you, the walking, people can walk straight when they're drunk. It's just about following the rules. And if you do that, then they're understanding that you're cognizant.
Sure.
So when he was giving me the example of the steps, he did 3 sample steps, and he tripped on the 3rd step. And I fully said to him, I go, but you can't even do it. And he gave me this look like, oh, well, go. No, we had a good rapport going. Like I was I was being charming. So I was trying to be charming, like I was in an audition or something.
So like a classic comedy rapport, classic, like dumb guy, an industry guy.
Exactly.
Like classic.
Sure. I was a charming, I might be drunk, please don't, you know, ruin my life right now sort of a thing. But giving him respect, not pulling punches, you know, letting him know when he trips.
Sure, yeah.
You're not afraid to give him a little elbow to the lips, of President Obama style.
This is where my stage comes in hand. You know, my stage experience comes in hand.
Right.
Another cop pulled up. People were actually pulling up and watching this stuff too. Like somebody, because there was right in front of a little AM/PM type store.
Anybody have their dick out?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
I could have.
Tell me about
maybe 2 more glasses of vino.
had you ever been pulled over and
never
had to do this? I had to do this. The only time I got a speeding ticket recently on Highway 5 between San Francisco and Los Angeles. But before that, the only time that I'd been pulled over was like the week that I got my driver's license. I was like 20 years old, something like that.
Oh, late bloomer.
And I had I had bought an El Camino. I had this V8 El Camino that had this huge engine, but it was also crazy heavy and sluggish. So it was sort of like you had to go to get it to go highway speeds. Driving over the Highway 17 in Santa Cruz, pouring rain. The Highway 17 is like this nightmare mountain pass road. It's just terrifying hairpins.
Yeah, that's where you go between the 101 and...
Yeah, it's how you get basically between San Jose and Santa Cruz. You go over this through this mountain range. And it was horrifying, and I was doing a terrible job. And for one thing, when the cop put his lights on behind me, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know that meant I was supposed to pull over. And so I'm looking
at
him.
You thought you had won a contest.
Well, I thought maybe I was in his way or something.
Hey!
I thought I might
a
be in his way.
A Blockbuster gift card.
I've got an escort.
Yeah.
I thought I might be in his
Time
way.
To speed.
Like I'm like terrified because I'm like hunched. It's pouring rain in this treacherous mountain pass. I've just learned to drive. I'm driving this new car. It's an 82 El Camino. I'm like horrified. I'm doing a terrible job. And finally, I realize he's trying to pull me over. And I pull over onto this place where it's basically just around a curve and there's almost no shoulder. And the cop like knocks on my window and he says, "Sir, why didn't you pull over when I asked you to pull over?" And I was like, honestly, I didn't know that I was supposed to pull over. I was trying to figure out what I was supposed to do.
That's what they like to hear right off
the
bat.
Yeah, I know.
Right? You're playing my guy. The guy doesn't know much.
Guy doesn't know anything. And then he goes, "Sir, why did you pull over here where there's almost no shoulder and we're just around a blind curve?" And I was like, "I don't know. I'd never pulled over before."
"I've been driving this car since I got my license."
And then he made me do he said, "Sir, have you been drinking?" And I was like, "No, sir, I don't even drink," which I don't. And he said, "I'm going to have to ask you to do," and he made me get out and do the like nose things and stuff. And I could do all of those. And then I just said to him, he said, "Have you been drinking?" And I literally said to this guy, "No, I think I'm just kind of a bad driver."
To which he said,
"It's not illegal to be a bad driver." And so there was nothing he could do to give me a ticket. He let me go.
They should put a law in place for that.
Bad driver law?
Yeah.
Well, then all the women would be in jail. Uh-oh. Am I right, fellas?
To say nothing of the Asians.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right, my mother-in-law would be the first one in the slammer.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to have to drive, sit in the passenger seat when she's behind the wheel.
Nailed it.
Thanks, guys.
Classic.
Oh, would you say that's as classic as the old guy who's deep in the industry and the dumb guy routine?
Yeah, I mean, this show's about timeless comedy. People think it's like, you know, some hipsters making jokes about jokes.
Something
no,
that you know is going to be
classic
vintage.
Classic comedy.
This is something that's going to
last.
It will
be vintage someday.
This is going to last. There's going to be people listening to this at their local library audio visual section.
Yeah. It's got a vintage feel now, but right. In the future, it's going to literally be a vintage.
Hey, Nick Thune, I just hit you with a chicken. A rubber chicken.
Oh, man. Dead arm.
Anyway, we're having a lot of fun. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Nick Thune, Honest Nick.
It's great to have you here, Honest Nick.
Thank you.
Look, would Honest Nick lie to you, Jordan?
I mean, I should hope not.
Then I'm not going
to
lie.
Then I don't know what to believe.
Well, it's a good thing that he's here because he's the most trusted man in America because we have a sponsor on this week's Jordan Jesse Go. It is Traffic Cycle Design. Traffic Cycle Design. Online at trafficbikes.com. This gentleman, who's a big Jordan Jesse Go fan named Spencer, was a student at the University of California at Santa Cruz when we were in college. Mm-hmm. First listened to The Sound of Young America on our original station, KZSE. Sure. He has gone on to move to New York City. Maybe you've heard of it. And he builds...
I have not.
And he...
Please explain it to
that?
Me later.
You would know it as New Amsterdam.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
It's where I take my barrels to get their bungholes. This is fun.
That's a good slogan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funny you mentioned that. That's actually the slogan of Traffic Cycle Design.
Really? That's where I take my barrels to get my bungholes?
Anyway, this gentleman, Spencer, he builds bikes, and if builds bikes suggests in your mind, what did you probably putting together various bicycle parts,
I
right?
imagine he's in a factory.
This guy is putting together, this man actually literally builds the bikes, is in welds sections of tubing together.
Well, he's welding.
He's
Does he
creating,
make the screws and make the bolts on his own?
It's like a bespoke bicycle. This is a guy who's like measuring the length of the inside of your leg and getting a sense of your stance, exactly your applications, adjusting angles, engineering, fusing, painting, adding brakes.
Fixed gear? Is he doing fixed gear bikes? Or?
He's doing fixed gear bikes. He's doing geared bikes. This guy's doing any fucking kind of bike you want. That's the bespoke bicycle experience.
But I don't even know how I could get something like this.
If I were you, and I wouldn't be so presumptive as to suggest that I am you, especially with you here.
That would be crazy.
Sure. For a voiceover audition, would I say I'm Nick Thune, the guy who's been in a few network television pilots? Yeah, why not?
Bring him out.
In this situation, you're here, and I wouldn't do that. Trafficbikes.com. And not only that, he also wanted us to point out, by the way, that he does not wear spandex when he rides bicycles. Mm. And he does not build bicycles for exclusively for spandex people, as he put
it. He will.
Though. He wanted to make it clear that he loves to make bikes for normal people, not just crazy bicycle people. Nothing against crazy bicycle people. Our friend Matt Howie from Metafilter, he does something called cyclocross, which I think involves a velodrome.
Sure.
Oh, I love a velodrome.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that it doesn't involve a velodrome. Stop emailing. Get your hands off that keyboard. Stop emailing me. He wants us to know that he's making these for all kinds of people, young, old, fat, thin, et cetera, and if you mention Jordan Jesse Go to him, you get 10% off. So you can either order a ready-made bike from his website, which again is trafficbikes.com, or you can drop him a line. The contact information is at trafficbikes.com for a custom bike. And either way, mention Jordan Jesse Go, get a 10% discount. The code for the website, JJ Go.
And he's going to hand make that.
He's going to make that with his own two hands. Mm-hmm. This gentleman in his shop in New York City is going to weld tubes and forks.
What if a 127-hour situation with him happens? Would he be able to build bikes still?
Yes, absolutely. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Technology the way it is, yeah.
Yeah, he'd get a prosthetic.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably be better. He'd probably get an arm with a welding thing at the end of it.
I'd buy a blowtorch
at the end of it, a polypropylene torch.
It's probably going to be easier for him to make bikes at that point.
Absolutely. You put the match in one hand, the torch in the other on the stump, and you just...
get it lit, yeah.
And you fuse the tubes, bespoke bicycle experience, trafficbikes.com. Hey, if you want to sponsor an upcoming episode of Jordan Jesse Go, it's $100 for your personal message, $150 for your commercial message, and we'll throw it in. Just email Teresa@MaximumFun.org, Teresa. And by the way, we'll accept longer orders, et cetera, et cetera.
We will fit your promotional needs.
Absolutely. Teresa@MaximumFun.org. Email my beautiful wife, Teresa.
What if I just have a website and I'm just promoting myself?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, we had a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people got podcasts. People got web comics. People mm-hmm. got blogs. People got web businesses.
We will not just promote hard goods.
No. It's not just hard goods.
Imaginary things that you can't touch.
Yes. Yeah. Ideas. Concepts. Mm-hmm.
You'll promote an idea.
Yeah, like fair play.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want us to talk about fair play.
$100 unless you're making money off it, then sure. $150. Mm-hmm. If you're selling fair play related goods and you want us to promote fair play in the interest of promoting the sales of fair play goods.
What about Foul Play?
The movie. No, no. Hey. Yes.
Look. Mm-hmm.
Foul Play, fair game, either the Daniel Baldwin, Cindy Crawford movie or the recent movie about Valerie Plame.
Either one.
Either fair game we will promote.
Now, what if somebody wants to call them to say, you know what, I just love firefighters. I want to promote them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Now, would we take an anti-firefighter ad? Yes, probably.
Okay.
But we'd point out that they're America's real heroes.
Sure. Before slamming them mercilessly.
Besides Ford trucks.
Well, they yeah. They make if they didn't spend all that time shining their fucking fire trucks,
mm-hmm.
maybe they could teach our kids a thing or two about how to read.
All that time those
like a real hero.
Spending
teachers.
All that time in those calendar photo shoots.
Yeah, I know, getting sexy for those calendars. Yeah.
Maybe we should have Jordan, you probably remember our greatest animal showdown.
I do.
Maybe we should have a greatest civil servant showdown.
Sure.
Who's better? Librarians, firemen, teachers, postal workers.
Who's the best?
Yeah.
That'd be a great reality show.
Assessors.
I don't know much about the industry. I'm just saying I think that'd be a good reality show.
Comptrollers. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm deep inside the industry, and I can tell you the key to this whole thing is comptrollers.
Guys, okay. Blart.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, la, la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Nick Thune, honest Nick.
Great to have Nick Thune here with us. Nick, are you up to stuff besides your stand-up comedies right now? I know you were recently cast in a network television pilot.
Yep, just that's for it. I got two shows actually that I'm creating right now.
Fantastic.
That one for NBC, and then I'm doing one for MTV, too.
Oh, wow.
Two shots.
Because you're very funny and handsome.
Oh, thank
or
you.
MTV, too.
MTV as well.
Okay. MTV Trace?
Yeah, MTV Ocho. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the MTV one I've got a little more control over.
You're working on something with a very funny Spike Ferriston.
That's right.
From Talk Show with Spike Ferriston, mm-hmm. past Sound of Young America guest, very funny man, invented the soup Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't invent him out of whole cloth. Mm-hmm. He abstracted him and...
out of ideas and thoughts.
And a man, mm-hmm. a real man.
And a guy, yeah.
From time to time on this program, basically every week, we ask our listeners to call in when something momentous happens to them for a segment called Momentous Occasions. Mm. Telephone number 206-984-4FUN. 206-984-4FUN.
Which is a Seattle number.
It is indeed. We have a few telephone calls from listeners right here. Why don't we take a listen?
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, go. It's David from North Carolina. I have a somewhat belated momentous occasion. I was out this weekend with my girlfriend and some friends at a comedy club, and then we got a text that said that a drunk person had driven their car into my girlfriend's house, and it was quite momentous, I must say. So, keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Bye.
I think that's the kind of thing that happens. Nick, you're a comedy performer. Mm-hmm. You've performed in comedy clubs across this great nation. Mm-hmm. Mostly people's houses are getting run into by cars, right?
Yeah, you get people getting a lot of texts during shows. I've always been curious as to what they were. Now I know.
All you've noticed is that they're crying a lot after they get the text.
I wouldn't be surprised if that comedian did that on purpose as kind of like their closer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Had his friend mm-hmm. ram the guy's house yep. with a car.
Here's the key question for this guy, and it's too bad he's not live on the line. Was it D.L. Hughley? Because D.L.'s known for pulling that kind of shit.
He is. He's known for that.
Hughley is, if he's known for one thing, it's that.
It's that, and it's also for having that show on the DL.
Right, on the DL, mm-hmm. with yeah. D.L. Hughley.
That's the second thing he's known for.
Though. Weekends on the DL, was that what they were called?
Sure.
On the Download, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Download.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and possible wonderful guests who may be slated for the next show. I'm Nate from Rochester, New York, and I have a rather horrible, momentous occasion to bring to you guys. I went to work today expecting to be able to listen to the newest podcast of Jordan Jesse Go and found out that my company now blocks all Sound of Young America podcasts, Maximum Fun podcasts. So quite terrible. And I sincerely ask you guys, what is the world coming to? Okay, thanks guys. Great show.
Bye. What is the world coming to?
I ask you this.
Okay.
Do you think that this is related to the porno stuff we've been doing?
The pornographic videos that I've been watching? Posting? Yeah, watching? Is this because we've watched porno and God is punishing us?
Well, we've been making and distributing pornos.
Mm-hmm.
But like special, like tasteful, very special tasteful. Interest pornos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
give
like,
me an example.
Just like foot stuff. You know, like somebody shitting on a foot?
For couples.
Yeah.
Good for couples.
There's a lot of relationship stuff in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, was that a plant that you guys set up right there? That guy? Or was that a... That
no,
guy
not
really
at called? All. No.
Could we do this? Could we put up another site?
Uh-huh.
It's just like... It's a mirrored site.
And it's just the porno stuff so we don't get mm-hmm. in trouble with the spam blocker.
Yep.
Mm.
It's blocking, trying to block podcasts.
Because mm-hmm.
it figures nobody likes podcasts.
Nope. Sure.
Especially not while working.
That's a good site. So we have an all porn site for just for mm-hmm. this guy to go to at work. So yep. it's safe for the blockers and everything. And then our site, we'd keep the porn on our site, right?
I've got an idea for the name of it. Yeah, Sound of Young America Fucking.
It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's a good name.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Critty in Toronto. I am calling with a momentous occasion. I am on my way to a first date. A first blind date and my first date in 2 years. So I'm pretty psyched and I wanted to call and share it with you guys. I'll call and let you guys know how it goes. If you don't hear back from me, it means I'm getting laid. Have a good one. Bye.
I resent the fact that you can't find time and you're busy getting laid scheduled to call us.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You should tell the fella to hold on or just perform cunnilingus on you for a while
yeah.
while you mm-hmm. make an important call.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There's no reason you can't call us with a dick in your mouth.
No.
Yeah.
That's not that's sure. not taking your fingers. Or, I mean, no. unless you use specifically voice dial all the time.
And it's certainly momentous mm-hmm. if it's been 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
That depends on where the what kind of service she's getting, you know, in the room that right. she is sucking his dick in.
Oh, yeah. If it's AT&T, look mm-hmm. out.
Mm-hmm. right. It depends yeah. on bars.
Yeah.
You're going to need her. Several bars.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now? I'm kidding.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Critty from Toronto again. I just wanted to say that I went on my date, and it was super nice, and we had a good time, but I did not sleep with him. I think I will maybe wait for the next date. I don't know. We got stoned. We watched 30 Rock. It was pretty fun. Made out a little bit, but then I failed. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know in case you were dying to know. Bye.
What seems unusual to me, and maybe I don't understand modern women.
Right.
But, and maybe this is a Canadian thing, but second date, is that seems relatively soon. Like, I feel like she felt a little bashful that she didn't give it up on the first date.
She was, like, apologizing to us
like,
that she didn't
I'm
have
sorry,
sex with
I only made out and smoked pot. I don't know. That seems pretty reasonable. I mean, you know, pretty deep.
Jordan, have you
date.
Ever dated a Canadian chick?
No.
They're fuck crazy.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that about Canadian chicks. I found this out from our Canadian pals at Stop Podcasting Yourself. These two guys, number one, no vulgarity is too vulgar for them.
Sure.
Number two, in the United States, kiss and tell is bad news. Mm-hmm. In Canada, that's the rule.
Yeah.
The rule is...
You better tell.
And what I found out from them is that in Canada, women are fuck crazy.
Wow.
I think everyone is fuck crazy besides Americans.
Right.
Oh.
It's true. We're one of the most repressed, if you ask me, mm-hmm. we're one of the most repressed societies in the world. Mm-hmm. Sure. Anyway, guys, I'm going as Hunter S. Thompson for Halloween. I think it's going to be pretty fun.
2011.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I liked her. I liked her.
She has a winning attitude.
She does. And
she's going to mix it up, watch 30 Rock, smoke pot. I'm curious, did they watch on Hulu? Did he have stuff DVR'd?
Yeah.
Those are questions I would have asked.
Did they just make sure to be in the house by 9:30 when it starts? When does 30 Rock even come on in Canada? Further questions.
Wouldn't a girl be turned off by that, though? Like, Canada, oh, this guy brought me back. He smoked pot with me and we watched a TV show. Like, that's something my brother.
It's 30 Rock, though. Mm-hmm. That's the best TV show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, madam, you sound like a catch. I'm just going to say that right now.
Yeah.
You sound like a delight.
Look.
So you should wait till the third or fourth date to give it up.
All we know is 30 Rock and fuck crazy.
Mm-hmm. But are there any other qualities that a woman needs?
I think that's what a man is looking for.
I know
right?
a ton of guys that she would like.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. They've got dicks and they love 30 Rock.
Sure. Do they have pot, though? I wonder if she brought the pot. No, she doesn't. She didn't bring the pot.
No, there was just some
no,
pot
she
around.
Would be,
I noticed when
be
she
married.
Said that, when she said the smoke pot, watch 30 Rock, you kind of gave a little glance like, oh, I like this girl.
She seems fun.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a married man, but and I don't smoke pot. Also,
you do enjoy 30 Rock.
It's just the 30 Rock.
Yeah, and 30 Rock is what got you going.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Hi, Jesse. It's Doug from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Oh, and hi, Jordan, too, probably. Momentous occasion, just registered for Max FunCon. Third year in a row. It'll be great. Thanks.
Now, Jordan, you go to Max FunCon for free. You go on the house because you're teaching. You're
sure.
performing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you knew this, but the Max FunCon tickets just went on sale this past weekend. As we record this, it's Sunday night. We put the tickets on sale on Friday, Black Friday. Max FunCon, more than 3/4 full.
Wow.
Already.
Record?
Biggest shopping day of the year, so.
That's true. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. It's been totally
bad.
News. I mean, granted, did we have some great doorbusters? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
50-inch plasmas? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. HD DVDs? Yes.
Any obsolete technology you want, we've got it.
Yeah.
Mini disc players.
I am totally amazed at how many, two people from Australia have already written that they're coming on the forum. It's really turning into an extravaganza. I just say this because I know that like last year when tickets sold out, all these people emailed me like, oh, I need to get in, et cetera, et cetera. This is your chance.
Yeah.
We haven't even announced the guests yet.
It's raining men.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
The guests sorry. Are, the guest is, our guest is CeCe Peniston.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. She didn't, what, who sings It's Raining
from
BB
and CeCe?
BB and CeCe, the Winans? That's the Winans.
The singers?
I don't know.
Those are
Winans. I don't Winans. Know who sings what.
They really are?
I think those are Winans.
Oh, okay.
Don't get mixed up.
Okay.
I'm talking about CeCe Peniston.
Mm-hmm.
I think she sings I'm Coming Out, but I might be mistaken. We're talking about black ladies that sing for gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Winans, though.
No.
The Winans aren't for gay men. But the song I'm Coming Out is for gay men.
Right. Yes. No one ever said that it wasn't.
Wait a minute. Oh,
boy.
Now I get it. Okay.
Sorry. Am I talking too much Hollywood insider
info? It's a lot of insider info, yeah.
Anyway, Max FunCon is more than three quarters full now. There are only a few dozen beds left. So if you are planning on coming, get your butt in gear, maxfuncon.com. You can watch a little video that Jordan hosts.
Sure.
Wonderful video put together by our friend Ben Harrison.
As I said before, I don't like the length of my hair in the video.
Uh-huh. Well, you feel it's a middling length.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's neither here nor there, you know? You know
sure.
what I'm talking about?
Where are you at right now? How do you feel about what you got?
This is longer than normal. I think mm-hmm. this is fine, very castable.
Mm-hmm.
It's commercial season. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that, Nick. Mm-hmm. You have TV pilots, so you're not going out on a lot of commercials.
I just, yeah, well, because they also crush me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and they're mm-hmm. awful. Yeah, mm-hmm. sure, and they make you want to commit suicide. Yeah, yeah, I get that. yeah, I think this is on the longer side, but I think it's fine.
I want to say we are presently working on the guests.
Mm-hmm.
We have confirmed some guests about whom people will be very excited. However, we are not yet prepared to announce the guests. We are holding on to the list of guests at the moment
mm-hmm.
because we want the people that are there. We want the people at Max FunCon to be people who are there for Max FunCon.
Not
people who
Tom
are...
Tom Cruise.
Jordan!
Oh, boy.
We agreed
Wait.
That we were going to call him...
Was that an announcement?
Codename Katie Holmes' husband.
Oh, boy.
Suri's father, right?
Yeah, Suri's father.
Suri's daddy.
See, Nick Offerman over here...
reference.
Yeah. Anyway, Max,
callback.
MaxFunCon.com. Tomorrow here at Max FunCon headquarters, MaximumFun.org headquarters, where we are, as this episode is released, Teresa and the whole Max Fun crew will be in our living room putting together the special gift packages that Max FunCon registrants will receive. I don't think we expected to sell so many tickets so fast. And so we have a lot of beautiful boxes to assemble, letterpress cards and crinkle paper to put inside, and
That's
then
nice.
Mailing boxes to put those inside so that people can have happy Christmases. Because
mm-hmm.
people are going to get these under their trees because they're beautiful.
In the end, that's what you want. You just want somebody to have a good Christmas.
Look, yeah. that's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
We are simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Yep.
That song's fucking horrible, by the way.
God, why is it so popular?
Why do people like that song? Do people just like Paul McCartney so much that they feel obliged to like that yeah. song?
It makes me feel like a robot's molesting me.
Did you say merlesting?
I did say merlesting. That's a magical kind of molesting that like a wizard does.
It's like a little, yeah, it's like when you get somebody wine.
Yeah.
A little Merlot.
A little Merlest.
every time I hear that song, I feel like I have to like go run to YouTube and put on This Christmas by Donny Hathaway just to wash simply yeah. having a wonderful Christmas time off of myself.
There's going to be a nice Christmas song coming out tomorrow, actually. The
really?
Comedy Death Ray Christmas album release
oh.
of
now you're a
compilation.
You're a well-known guitar comic. Best known for your song parodies.
All of my parodies, yeah.
No, you do play the guitar, however. Mm-hmm. And are you featured on the Comedy Death Ray
album?
Got
a song on it. But then there's tomorrow, I think they're coming out with like the group video.
Oh.
Because last year we did Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah.
And this year we did a We Are the World.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Rendition, yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Whom else is involved when you say Comedy Death Ray? That could,
and when you say tomorrow, that
people.
Will be the day that we release this podcast. So
yeah. It's going to be out there. I think there's a lot. Like Galifianakis is on it.
Sure.
Zach
Attack.
Zach Galifianakis.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think there's like Adam Scott. I think there's a lot, like over 30
Zach
people.
Galifianakis from the film Out Cold.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Best known for his work on Apartment 4F or what, 2F? What was that?
True
MTV
Calling.
Show?
I think you're thinking of True
Calling.
Oh, yeah,
True Calling. Calling. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. WB.
Thinking of Liquid Television.
Who else have we got in there? We got a Doug Benson.
Doug Benson will be there. Brian Posehn.
Chris Hardwick. Mike Furman.
Mike Furman produced it.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Aukerman. Amy Mann's going to be in it.
I just met Amy Mann the other night.
Delightful.
Delightful woman, a beautiful woman as well.
Sat behind her at a booth at Little Dom's not too long ago.
Sounds
fun. We had like fun bits going over the booths, kind of keeping up on what we were talking
about. Just doing some little bits with each other.
Yeah.
She seemed like she'd enjoy having fun joking around.
She likes comedy. She's a big comedy fan.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah, it'll be a good, and I know all the proceeds go to.
People can buy that at nickofferman.com.
Yep, nickofferman.com.
Parksandrec.org.
All the proceeds, I think they go to lesser people than us.
Yeah.
In some form.
the lesser.
Sure. People who need a hand up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hand up. People who need a hand up.
Yeah.
I like that hand up. Oh, my gosh. Look at the wind out there.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Nick Thune, Honest Nick.
Honest Nick, it's been really a pleasure to have you on this week's program.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
Nick Thune, let's just say people want to enjoy, say, your comedy stylings. Might they go to nickthune.com?
Yep, I have that URL.
Might they purchase the compact disc DVD combo pack, Thick Noon?
I would love for them to do that. Yeah, that would help me out, especially at the end of the year. You know, a lot of best... You know, 10 best comedy albums.
Oh, yeah.
I need as many people to, you know, send in their submissions to all those contests.
I believe, and Nick, if this isn't true, if this turns out not to be true, mm-hmm. Please forgive me for saying this on
I'll
the
just
air.
Say it's true either way.
Embarrassing. I believe
you're
that,
gay, right?
I believe gross. That there is some comedy from your album Thick Noon featured on The Sound of Young America's Best Comedy of the Year special, which will be heard on public radio stations around the country.
Oh, that's nice.
It's certainly, I can say, one of the best comedy releases of the year. Fantastic,
well,
very
you.
Funny album. We can all write letters to MTV Trace and hope that they pick up your program.
I really hope so. Mm-hmm.
Here's hoping, huh?
If they want to see a taste of the program, nicksbigshow.com.
Oh, nicksbigshow.com.
It's a web series, yeah, that I made.
I think it was.
Got Kate Micucci, Jeff Garlin, 80 Miles.
Talking about 80 Miles from the head writer of the Late Night with Jimmy Fallon program.
That's right.
We're talking about Jeff Garlin from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Same one.
Kate Micucci, comedy babe.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paul Scheer, Nick Kroll.
Comedy babes?
Is that
both comedy
babes? Is that Kate Micucci? Is she on Twitter? Because she's got those big eyes that are the key to Twitter success.
Yeah, she's got like huge eyes, right?
Just monstrous eyes.
I think her Twitter pic is actually this, too. Or...
Just sort of like an owl close-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, ukulele.
Yeah.
That helps.
Those are the two keys.
She scored with that thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
MaxFunCon.com if you want to get some MaxFunCon tickets. Hey, we're in episode 4 of the Judge John Hodgman podcast. I think things are coming together nicely. I hope that you will give it a listen and let us know what you think. You can find it on MaximumFun.org or just search for Judge John Hodgman in iTunes. It is the latest in the latest podcast in the MaximumFun.org family. It features Judge John Hodgman becoming surprisingly serious about surprisingly trivial disputes. I think that's how it would probably be best described. Just by the way, heartily endorsed by Boing Boing.
Hey.
Boing Boing gave us a big shout out. I'm very excited about that.
The internet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The kings of the internet.
Yeah.
These people are the kings of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, you know that because Shenny was here and she rocked the Casbah. She ruled
yeah,
the school.
Yeah, sure.
She tore it down.
Yeah.
She blew down the walls of Jericho
yep.
with her trumpet people.
Yeah. Hey, my meetup's coming together.
Hey, Jordan, do you think you could get some of Nick Thune's family to show up?
Maybe I can. Nick, to fill you in, sorry. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of inside baseball stuff here at the mm-hmm. tail end, mm-hmm. but it's just business, house cleaning stuff. You understand.
I understand.
Jesse, when he travels, will have a listener meetup. Apparently they've been fun. I question whether or not that's true. I will now.
We've had as many as 40 people come to a meetup.
Oh, wow.
40, 50.
At like a bar or what?
Doesn't.
Restaurant?
Sure. We're talking about bars. We're talking about
car washes,
ice cream places,
car dealerships.
So far, it's mostly been bars and ice, and an ice cream place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My meetup will be December 17th in Seattle, Washington, home of the Thunes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is good because when I mentioned that I was officiating a wedding in Seattle, Washington, people started planning a meetup for me without my approval or knowledge.
Guys, just transfer a little bit of that energy
right
over into Jordan's meetup.
Well, I think you're going to benefit because I put the kibosh on it because I'm not going to be in town long enough.
Sure.
And I got to do this wedding and everything.
Just transfer this energy into the best meetup of all time, venue TBD.
Sure.
Can I give you some suggestions?
Yeah, actually, I might even pull the trigger on one based on your suggestion. Nick, this is a Friday night in Seattle. Where is somewhere that might be...
What type of vibe do you want?
Thune House.
Yeah, Thune House.
Bring it over.
you get fucking stoned with Dad. Have a big cigar. Something fun and lively, but to where conversation can take place.
Okay.
Like, because, you know, we want talking and conversing to be a big part of
and
this.
And a nice, and a good, what you really are looking for is a place that will run a tab for people. We'll let you have separate checks. That's like a really key.
How about a pho place? A nice pho place. Everybody gets soup.
I don't know if a meal is what I'm looking for.
It was too much commitment.
Although I might want to know about a nice pho place for while I'm in Seattle.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
Capitol Hill.
Right. Seattle's the gateway to the Pacific, so it's a good place for pho.
Sure.
It's also in the Great Northwest.
Sure.
In the Puget Sound area. Capitol Hill
Totem
on Broadway.
Poles.
Shitload
something
of them.
They have in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Totem poles.
Underground.
Sorry, I didn't
underground
mean to disturb
tour.
You.
No, there's a
it's
lot of...
It's true, though, they do.
Yeah.
It's sad, but true.
Yeah, it is sad.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson. Just Jay Buhner.
Yeah,
you
Jay
know?
Buhner.
Jay Buhner.
Buhner. He's got the power arm from right field, Jordan.
Sure.
Just a
sorry
for
getting too inside baseball for you.
It is getting a little inside baseball.
Broadway.
Yeah.
I like this place.
Okay.
It's nice. It's called Blue.
Okay.
B-L-E-U.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting place, nice food, great mac and cheese.
Oh.
Now, if you want something a little different.
Now, is this a place where you don't have to make a reservation? Is it a casual place?
You
because
would have
a part
to,
of
no,
the,
you're right.
No,
okay.
See, because we need some place where if we don't know how many people are going to show up, it's going to be okay.
Okay. So then there's a place called Hurricanes.
Okay.
That's right by the Space Needle. So, I mean, if you're looking for a Space Needle in the haystack.
sure.
You get right down there.
Yeah.
Space haystack.
It's an all-night, 24-hour place. Right by there, there's a laundromat that has a fun bar vibe. So you can go there.
Yeah.
Sure. Or you can go there.
Maybe they got a Neo Geo in there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
If you're lucky. It's just a 24-hour diner. It's a nice place.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
I will consider all of this.
Jordan's taking your nominations on the message board
yes,
right now.
So keep an eye on the website for the official place announcement. But save the date, December 17th.
How many people do you think you can pull in?
How many? You've pulled in 40.
I think about 40. I think that was about 40, yeah.
I will do 200.
200 people?
Yes.
Are they going to be there for the meetup?
200.
Yeah, oh, 200, yeah.
Yeah.
Deuce.
Because technically, I had a meetup at the Giants-Rockies game, and there were 46,000
people.
No,
I will be giving out name tags, so.
Okay. You're going to be giving out name tags?
No, I don't know.
With your name on them?
With my name on them, and say they are here to meet me.
Mitch Hedberg used to do that.
Did he?
Yeah, he used to give out name tags with his name on it at shows.
That's good.
It's a good gig.
Well, trivia.
Good gag.
Yeah.
It's a good gig, handing out name tags with your name on them.
200.
200 people?
There to rock.
I predict...
Oh, it's going to be a music thing.
Well, I'll be singing. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I'm humming to myself, mumbling in the bathroom.
I predict...
Acapella, yes. Acapella mumbling.
3. But one of them doesn't have any legs, so it's more like 2.5.
Oh.
2.5 men.
Well, you got to be mean to Stumpy. It'll be me watching 2.5 men in Seattle. Be meetup. I'll meet with my friend John Cryer and Fat Child.
I predict 3 people.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
We'll
so yours is?
200.
And I'm?
203.
Honest Nick coming in with the last prediction.
Oh, yes.
18.
I like
18
it.
People.
Healthy number, it. Manageable on your end.
Sure. I don't have to
I like 18 because it means that I win. Unless you guys have a lot of fun.
Sure.
Oh, so you're
do you
going...
have any activities planned, Jordan?
No.
Pin the tail on the donkey?
This is very tentative.
How about this? Pin the tail on the drunkie.
Oh, boy. Look out,
Grandpa. Everybody gets drunk and you got to pin, I don't know.
Sure, you have to assault them. Yeah. You have to assault a drunk who can't fight back.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun game.
That does sound like a fun game.
We're looking at December 17th.
December 17th.
Details at forum.maximumfun.org.
Yep.
Okay. 206-984-4FUN. Our telephone number, jjgo@maximumfun.org, email address.
Sorry, people in Seattle.
Yeah.
That's an easy number for them to call. That's a free number right there. Right.
Sure, yeah,
phone.
No long distance charges.
So call
charges.
And let us know. We're not missing out on any of your dates that we could be plugging, are we, Nick Thune? Doing any big road dates?
I'm going to be in Austin in January. I've got them all on my, I don't even know, to be
okay.
honest.
NickThune.com. If you're in Austin, you'll want to make sure and check them out in January.
Denver.
We'll talk to you in Denver, Colorado. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.